solstice, y'all. It's Capricorn season in this bitch. Aren't you excited? I am. Happy winter solstice, y'all. I'm excited. And happy summer solstice for my people over in the summer. Summer in the southern hemisphere. Yes. When we look at like the marking of the beginning of a season, you know, we can, you know, snapshot when the sun moves into that starter like zodiac sign, I guess, right? And kind of get a picture of how the rest of the 3 months are going to be. I did that for y'all when it was the fall equinox, so I'm going to do the same thing now. And of course, the energy is the strongest at this point because this is the beginning of winter, but it's also the beginning of Capricorn season. So this energy is going to be stronger during Capricorn season, but you know, it's still going to be around during Aquarius and Pisces season, but not as potent. But this will show us generally what, you know, how the energies are going to be for winter. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about this winter solstice and how it's going to be. Okay, so again, winter solstice starts when Capricorn is at 0 degrees. It is a great time for reflection and a great time for you to figure out how you're going to build for the rest of the year. Capricorn is in between two years in the Gregorian calendar. It's the beginning of Cap is in the last of the year and the beginning of the year. That's the later part of Cap. And so, you know, with that being said, you really can prepare how the next year is going to be and then try to execute. Remember, Capricorn is a earth sign. It's all about initiating, taking action, getting things going. That's why cardinal signs rule the season, the beginning of the seasons, you know. And then so it's like really good to start planning now and then start executing after, you know, when it turns 2020. Do you feel what I'm saying? And doing this in a practical way, you know, figuring out, hey, something needs to be done. What can I do to do it? Let's go ahead and take some action and work this thing out practically. You know what I mean? It's not really logical where you're thinking of the whys. It's not really passionate where you have to like feel it within you in order to do it. It's not really emotional where you have to have this emotional connection to do it. This is practical. What's the right thing to do? What's the best thing to do? What will help us gain some success? Especially with Capricorn, because you know, you think of Capricorn as having authority or control over your life. You know what I mean? It represents reputation, status, career, success in general. How to gain that, how to climb up the ladder, how to gain your authority and control within your life. You feel me? And so, you know, we have to start planning for the first half, and then the second half of Capricorn season, when it's January 1st, that's when we should start executing. Well, I'll say January 2nd, because, you know, we still partying for the new year, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what I'm seeing for y'all, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to speak about the aspects being made, for sure. But for my patrons, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the aspect patterns being made, and I'm going to pull some cards for how the winter solstice is going to be. Yeah. So if you're interested, you can become a Patreon subscriber by going to patreon.com/astrodim. Seeing which tier works best for you and going on from there. All right. So, let me talk a little bit more about summer solstice though. It's, you know, it's Yule. That's why in, you know, Christmas songs, they mention like Yuletide and shit. It's, I know Saturnalia, whatever that pagan holiday's called. I forgot. And Christmas, you know, a lot of holidays around this time. And we all know that these holidays we're kind of like, it's like a basically a mixture, a gumbo pot of different holidays put into one, so people can celebrate at this one particular time. We all know that, right? But you know, it's really important to like be seasonal and celebrate the seasons, because that's what our ancestors long time ago did. And with the winter solstice, it is the darkest day of the year. And after the winter solstice, it gets lighter and lighter by every minute. Okay? And so, you know, because it's the darkest day of the year, this is time for us to really start doing some deep dive and deep searching within ourselves to figure out how we're going to make the next year the best year possible for us. You know what I mean? It's how we're going to climb to the top, how we're going to get to the status that we want to get to, how we're going to bring success within our lives and stuff like that. You feel me? And so, you know, it's dark for a reason. It's, you know, we have to kind of go within and figure out what's the best for us. However, in some southern hemisphere, it's the, like, you know, it's for the southern hemisphere, it's the summer solstice, so it's the day with the most light. Okay, so it's a little bit different with the southern hemisphere. You still have this authority, right? This control over your life. Oh, I'm sorry. But it's more similar to like 10th house energy for the southern hemisphere, where your reputation, status, popularity, how you're seen is really important to them. And so the reason why it's the lightest down there is because you got to actually show out. So believe it or not, you know, yes, it's a solstice. For us up north, it's a winter solstice, so it's more of us preparing to reach our status and to do the work necessary. But for the southern hemisphere, it's a little bit different. It's, hey, look what I've done in this in 2019, and look what I'm trying to do for 2020. It's more spotlight because it's the lightest day. People need to be going out and enjoying and stuff like that. And then it's kind of reversed, you know what I mean? It can definitely explain why the attitudes of people between the hemispheres are different, you know? So it's very interesting energy for sure. Very, very, very interesting. So, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about these aspects being made. It's going to be pretty short, y'all. Okay. There are a number of aspects happening during the winter solstice. Aspects being made to the sun. And so that's what I'm going to be focusing on, the sun, because it's the sun that's changing signs. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that, okay? First aspect I see, sun is conjunct Jupiter. So this is going to be like really, really special for the people in the southern hemisphere, but of course very special for us too. You know, the sun represents generally our how we express ourselves, our conscious reaction to things. It represents success as well, where we shine. And then Jupiter is conjunct in this energy very closely, mind you. And Jupiter is all about expansion and abundance and prosperity, good luck, expanding where energy is near. And so, especially for the southern hemisphere folks, energy is really being expanded here. You know, your light and your talents, your self-expression, your creativity, the things that you create, children, is all being expanded, all being expressed, all being seen. If, especially for the southern hemisphere folks. But you know, for the northern hemisphere folks, it's similar energy, where you can really, it's like your mind's expanding on how should I bring that light over to me, how can I use my you know, my interest in foreign ideas, beliefs, cultures, religions, ideas, higher learning. How can I use that education, that knowledge to expand myself, to utilize, how can I utilize this for my talents, my creations, my success? You know what I mean? So although Northern Hemisphere is more on a planning vibe because of the seasons, it's still very important. There still is an expansion or an idea of an expansion of creativity, of talents, of shine, of light, of just energy overall. And so, believe it or not, no matter where you are on Earth, you're going to have a great vitality for this winter or for this summer. I could definitely see that for the Southern Hemisphere, but even for us cold folks up north, we're going to have this great energy, this great vitality, abundance of vitality. You know what I mean? But also an abundance of ego. We have a great passionate connection to our knowledge, to things that are foreign and different to us that we connect to just what we do and how we express ourselves. It's extremely expanded. And so there's a lot of pride in what we do. There's a lot of abundance. If you really want to expand yourself at this time, this is the time to start planning and start doing within the next three kind of months, but seasons. Signs, you know, in Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. But definitely start right now because, you know, you can really be seen and recognized with this aspect for sure, okay? And really get true abundance through your self-expression, your talents, your creativity, all of that, all right? But the thing is, remember where these energies are at, you know? It doesn't work as typically as Jupiter works. It's, you know, this is why I get kind of like when it comes to fall, detriment, and all that, you know what I mean? Because yes, that energy is true that certain signs, the planets don't work as efficiently. I don't even say efficiently. The planets won't work like they typically work, right? Jupiter is all about expansion, right? And through things that you're randomly passionate about. And that's why you expand, because you can manifest better, because you're like, you get passionate about something and you leave it alone, again, passionate another thing and leave it alone. It's like a continuous let go and let God circle happening, and it's just bringing you abundance. You know what I mean? Because you're really just connecting with things that you're passionate about. And if you're not passionate about it, you're letting go and letting God. But that abundance is coming to you. You get what I'm saying? And so that's great. Like, that's lovely. We all see how Jupiter and Sag worked well for people. The thing is, though, is it could definitely work well with Capricorn, too. Like, don't, please, y'all. Like, this is from someone that's been studying for a while. Don't get stuck in the whole detriment fall, all that, because yes, the energy works different, but it works nonetheless. You're still going to have expansion. You still can have expansion. You still can have abundance. You still can have good luck. It just works different. Do you feel what I'm saying? It doesn't work how Jupiter typically works, but you can still get abundance. You feel what I'm saying? But you have to maneuver it a different way. You can't just wish things to happen and it happen. You just have to apply that Capricorn energy. Like I was saying before on my last podcast, when I was talking about Jupiter and Capricorn, definitely listen to that if you haven't. But how it works with Jupiter and Capricorn is that you can't just wish and run away. You know, you have to apply effort just a little bit. You have to add a goal. It's not even that much effort. Like, peep this, right? Sag energy, right? This is what Jupiter was just at. Jupiter's connected to Sag. Sag energy is, again, passions. Jumping, like being passionate about something and then jumping another passion. Things working out because you're letting go and letting God, not being committal. And Jupiter is connected to Sag, so it's all about that. This is a progression of a sign. The next sign is Capricorn. You have to stop jumping around and pick something, baby. All right? You got to stop jumping around and fucking pick something. And that's the hard part. And that's what people are getting tripped up about. It's not that, oh, my luck's all gone now because Jupiter's in Capricorn. Motherfucker, people been successful with Jupiter and Capricorn. It is what it is. You just need to use the energy right. Pick the thing that you want to be passionate about and use that similar energy. You know what I mean? Capricorn is not about restriction. What happens is you restrict yourself because you're doing the wrong thing. Pick one thing and fucking go with it. I'm sorry I'm talking like this, but like, come on. I'm a Capricorn sun, so that's just how I am. Pick one thing and just go with it. Trust me, Jupiter will work fine if you just do that. I'm telling you, I won't lie to you. Pick one thing and just exert that energy that way. All right. That's how you work with Jupiter and Capricorn, and you will get that abundance and good luck and prosperity still. But you can't fucking jump around all over the place like a little bunny rabbit. You can't. All right. So definitely, especially for the Northern Hemisphere folks, take this time to figure out what's my thing for 2020. What's my thing? What am I going to do? What's my thing? All right. You should have been thinking about this before when Jupiter went into Capricorn, but it's cool. It's whatever. Figure out what's my thing. What am I going to focus on? What I'm going to just bring it on home to, you know what I mean? And then the thing is, what's tricky about Capricorn energy, and I always say this, is that a lot of Capricorn energy folks feel like they have to go the right route or the route most traveled. A lot of earth signs have this issue because it's been tried and true. But the thing is that you really don't have to crawl under anybody. You don't have to follow other people. You know, Capricorn especially energy is all about you having authority and control over how your life goes. And yes, there's sometimes you're going to have people above you telling you what to do and how to do it. But as long as you have authority over your life plan and you don't feel like, and you don't express yourself as if this person is controlled the destiny of my life. It's just honestly, all it is takes is your mind, right? As long as you feel that this person doesn't have the destiny of my life, the control and destiny of my life, you're naturally going to like walk and move as a person that has control and authority over their life, no matter if you got a boss or not. You feel what I'm saying? It's because you know in your head that, hey, if shit happens, that's all right. I'm going to be good right over there. I'm going to be good over there too. And over there, okay? That's how you have to work this energy. And so just pick a thing, all right? Pick a thing that you want to expand, that you want to bring abundance, that you want good fortune, you want prosperity in, right? Pick that thing, have authority and control over it. Because when you think about how Sag energy works, they don't realize they're doing it, but being non-committal and jumping from one thing to another thing to another thing, inside, they already know they have authority and control. That's why they're able to not be non-committal and jump from one thing to another. So it's the same type of energy, but with just one thing. Something that you're really passionate about, that you really connect to. That you know, and try to work at that energy in a practical sense. And you will have your abundance. You just have to learn how to work with the energy. It's not like, oh, doomsday, Jupiter's in its fall sign. Ugh. Like, nah, stop that, y'all. Please. Like, I'm so tired of seeing it. I really am. And I'm tired of, like, people saying, oh, this thing's not going to work because... No, it is going to work. It's been working for people literally for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and millions and millions and millions and millions of years. Why would it not work now? Don't trip. It's just because we don't know how to use the energy properly. And that's just what it is. Okay? So yes, you can still have your prosperity and abundance. It's not restricted unless you make it restricted. You make it restricted by not having authority or control over your situation. Even you saying that, oh, it's in this detriment, my life is ruined. You're having this idea of what Jupiter and Capricorn is, have authority over you. You're still wrong. You feel me? I really have to bring that home to y'all. Like, you have to learn how to work with the energies. You know, you're God yourself. Realize that. Understand your own power. All right. Okay. Sorry. I really had to really get in with y'all because I'm getting tired of people talking like that. It's really annoying. Okay. Trust me with this one. Okay. I love you. Anyways, let's continue. The sun is going to be conjunct south node. Really interesting, right? We're going to be learning a lot of like times in which in our past, our actual past life and from our past in this life, We're going to learn about, or we're going to revisit situations of us not having authority and control, which is going to be excellent, actually, for that whole Jupiter speech that I gave you, because you're going to realize that, ooh, I don't have authority or control over the situation. And look, I acted the same way with this situation, that situation, this situation, that situation. Ooh, I see a pattern. Let me fix it. Okay. It's literally the sun is shining bright, really bright on that situation, like on how that energy works. Right. And it's tricky. I'm not going to front because, like the energies are pretty much a combustion, right? For both of them. For the South Node and for Jupiter, it's kind of like a combustion going on. I think it's like 7 degrees away, something like that. 8 degrees. Yeah, something like that. Anyways, definitely a combustion with Jupiter. And so it's going to sometimes feel like, okay, where is my abundance? Like, where is it? Where is it at? Why is it not coming, like working out as like I want it to work out? It's coming. But for both Jupiter and South Node, what you're realizing, seeing right now, is ways in which you need to have more authority control over your life, ways in which you need to where you need to expand in your life. You know what I mean? How should you expand your knowledge? What do you want to expand on exactly? You know what I mean? It's kind of like when sun is combusting with something else, it's kind of like you're seeing, like the sun is having more energy and it's kind of overshadowing the other planets. It's because the sun wants you to have a full view before the energy of the planets have any push any direction to where you need to be or apply their energies into the situation. The sun wants you to really see what the fuck is going on with that planet and in your life, and what the fuck is going on with that point and in your life, and what you need to do to readdress this situation. That's where honestly what combustions are. All right. And so that's what's really happening here. You're really getting a view, a little picture, a little like synopsis or whatever of what you need to do basically. And like, again, this is planning time, like what you need to do, how you need to go about certain situations. And well, the combustion's not really happening with South Node, but within a day it is, so I can talk about it or whatever. But it's definitely happening with Jupiter. But anyways, that's what basically combustions are. And so it's nothing to really trip over. Combustions are between 18 minutes to 7 degrees, and then like after 7 degrees, it's still a conjunction. It's not really overshadowing that much, but it is. It's not just as intense as a combustion, but that's what it basically is happening at this moment. You're really getting a view of how things, what you need to review, what you need to bring light to, and what you need to expand within your life with Jupiter. And you're also reviewing your past and how authority wasn't applied properly, how you didn't have full control over your life like you should, and what you need to do to fix that. You feel what I'm saying? So definitely keep that in mind as well. Okay, that's very, very important. It's opposite North Node, and so we all know that the vibe of the next, well, North Node's about to change soon, but the vibe of these past, like of this past like year or so, was us really learning to nurture ourselves and nurture others appropriately on an emotional level, right? And the sun is not really about nurturing on an emotional level, it's nurturing on the practical level. And so we're kind of understanding at this point what both means. And it may feel a little bit awkward because you're feeling this energy that's pushing you to really be more emotional and nurturing and supportive, and you're learning lessons of being more nurturing to yourself and others. But then you also have this like, okay, but I need to really do things practically. I have shit to do, I got work to do, I got a job, baby. You know, that's the vibe that you're really feeling there. And so it's this ebb and flow, this pull towards practicality, this pull towards emotions, and you're really trying to find how to balance both. The best way to do it is look at where North Node is, look at where South Node and the Sun is in your chart. Balance the shit. That's all you got to do. Add a little practicality on this part of your life, add emotion on that part of your life, depending on your chart. That's the best way to do it, baby. And it's like when you kind of like balance it well, You'll be straight. It is what it is. Next. Next thing is the sun is going to be square Chiron. Very, very interesting. And so Chiron is in Aries. Chiron represents childhood traumas, and we're focusing on childhood traumas of self, because Aries represents self. Our personal motivations, our personal passions, our things that drive us personally, as well as our persona, our personality, our appearance, and just who we are in general. We're reflecting on childhood traumas that is very self-involved, that's focused on just our being, right? But the sun doesn't really care for us to focus on ourselves at this moment. The sun is like, okay, yeah, you went through this thing, but let's just focus where you want for the future instead of the past, all right? Don't you want to be a CEO? Don't you want to have your own business? Don't you want to be a millionaire, a billionaire, a quadrillionaire? Get over it. That's how literally the sun is acting right now. And it's tough. The square is tough because there's a part of you that feels like, how am I supposed to uplift myself to be of this certain status where I don't feel like I'm feeling like these issues, and I don't even feel that really worthy of it because I have things to heal. You know what I mean? But the sun, we always got to follow where the sun is at. You feel what I'm saying? So the sun is like, yo, you got shit to do. And so it's really like a tug. Again, similar to the opposite energy. Yes, do healing based on where Chiron is in your chart. But then, you know, it's multitasking when it comes to these difficult aspects, y'all. Wherever the sun in Capricorn's at, really try to have authority and control over that sector of your life. Really start taking action off of that. The thing is too, is that, you know, you can really work on Chiron personally. Not saying that is an internal thing, but you can work on it personally. But with the sun, and the sun is in Capricorn, the sun is like the bright light. Capricorn usually is represented by the highest point in the chart, generally. Okay, so it's all about being seen. The sun and Capricorn is all about kind of being seen a little bit, or being noticed, or the reputation of it all. The thing is that, like, you can work on how you're seen with the Capricorn sun energy, but then, like, when your personal life, work on those childhood traumas and whatever Chiron lies into your personal chart. Okay, it's gonna be tough because you're gonna be reacting in a way of like, I got a status or reputation or career to uphold, I have authority and a control to push through, but then you have the side of you that is, you know, that has this assertiveness and aggressiveness that's kind of deferred. You know what I mean? And so it's tough, and it hurts you emotionally because it's connected to like childhood traumas, but you can work on both at the same time. Okay. It's just that you have to realize that if you're not reacting in the way that you need to be, if you're repressing emotions from childhood traumas, just, you know, that's not a good way to handle it. Again, focus the sun Capricorn energy wherever sun and Capricorn is in your chart, and then be able to focus the Chiron energy wherever it is in your chart too. Okay, try to balance it. Again, the balancing is very important with squares and opposites. Okay, next aspect that's happening here is the sun is going to be trine Uranus. Ow. So unfortunately Uranus is retrograde, and so even when your Uranus is going to be direct, it's still not going to really be the cutest situation, because by the time Uranus is direct, I don't think the sun's going to make any aspects to Uranus at that time. And plus, we're talking about the beginning of winter, and so this kind of like dull Uranus is going to just kind of be definitely involved in the winter energy, like that, because this is the mark of the beginning of winter, right? So you know, but the thing is, it's not terrible with this Uranus retrograde, because it's just trine energy. So what's beautiful about that is that we are slowly but surely expressing our uniqueness, our authenticity, our unconventional ways, our weirds, our weirdness, our quirks, the things that make us different, and things that make us, you know, different just in general, right? We're expressing that energy more, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is that we're becoming more comfortable with it. Now, we're not doing this out loud, really, because Uranus is retrograde. But we're kind of doing this a little bit personally on people that we're comfortable with, right? And finding our own way through our self-expression, through expressing our uniqueness and quirkiness in unconventional ways, right? And through this, we're learning to be a little internally, be more accepting and understand that our uniqueness and our quirks are worthy, and that we can build some emotional worth into it to up our confidence and self-esteem. But then we can also, you know, cash out on this and monetize our uniqueness and quirkiness too. So the sun is actually shining bright on this situation. We are slowly but surely reacting, expressing ourselves in this uniqueness and quirks, but in the privacy of our home and people that are trusted. You know, next time around, when the sun is going to be trining Taurus or conjunct Taurus, when it's direct, the energy is going to be great because we're going to be expressing this uniqueness a little bit more. So it's going to be really nice. And, you know, don't be surprised later on in the game if surprise money comes. If surprise money comes in the winter, it's going to be in the like second half of winter. Okay? Surprise money. Uranus is in Taurus. Ta-da! It's going to be delayed though, because retrograde gives delays. Okay. Also think too, retrograde also is very internal. And so you can have a surprise idea that you can monetize. Again, this is good that you're expressing your uniqueness and quirks, because it's going to get the engine running and you're going to be like, Eureka, I got an idea. I got an invention. It's going to be dope. Okay. Lastly, Capricorn Sun is going to be sextile the moon. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Sextiles are always nice. It's a great learning opportunity and all that. But the moon is going to be in Capricorn. I mean, sorry. The moon is going to be in Scorpio. Now, it's a sextile energy. But moon in Scorpio, is that its detriment, I believe? Something like that. And so it's kind of like a tough moon to have or whatever. But the thing is, though, it's not the like absolute worst, because it's actually sextile in the sun, so it's not the worst, right? But it's still not cute. But the thing is, though, is that what makes it difficult is that the moon represents, you know, ever changing emotion, the cycling, you know, expressing emotion, being emotionally motivated by things, you know, doing something about it and then moving on to the next cycle. You know what I mean? So it's not quite like mutable energy, because you're finishing the cycle. Mutable energy usually don't finish the cycle. God bless y'all though. I love y'all. Y'all are bomb ass manifestors though. But like, it's just, you're finishing the cycle and then moving on to the next thing. You get what I'm saying? But the thing is that Scorpio energy is very fixated. It's really hard for them to finish the cycle because they're stuck at one part. And so emotionally, you're stuck at one thing, and it takes you some time to fully go through the cycle. It takes you a longer time to go through the cycle. But however, though, Scorpio is about transformation, about bringing change within the lives, bringing transition within your life through intimacy, through coming together with others. But, you know, Cancer energy or the moon energy is very personal. So it's like, it's both water, but it's just like not really matching that well, God bless it. And but the thing is, it's actually going to work well with this sun. And the reason why it's going to work well with this sun is because you're bringing light to the darker emotions and the reasons why you're fixated on certain things, right? And then you're realizing, what do I need to come together with? Person, energy, entity, whatever. What do I need to come together with in order to kind of move along with this cycle? You're realizing that you need some source of intimacy in order to go along with this transformation and kind of just move on with the emotional energy. And so light is being shined. But the light's being shining on that situation. And we all know about Capricorn. Capricorn's a cardinal sign. Capricorn is ready to get things moving and so they can move on up. And so Capricorn is actually being a motivator to the Scorpio moon to, yes, go ahead, transform. And yes, it may hurt. Yes, it may be a lot, but you need this motivation. So it's actually really, really good energy to realize why you're stuck on certain things. What's up? And what can we do to fix it? That's Capricorn practicality. So it's actually really good energy. So at this season, you know, this is represented at this season. If you feel like stuck with something, if you feel like something is just not moving right, how it's supposed to move, this season, you're going to realize it. And then you're going to be able to like take some action and fucking get shit fucking done. You excited, y'all? It's dope shit. So yeah, I'm gonna end this right here. Get excited for the winter. The winter's gonna be popping, motherfuckers. We're gonna be ignoring our childhood traumas probably, because that's what people do instead of use, like, you know, separating the energy and all that shit. Love's not gonna be that great either. The sun's gonna be semi-sextile Venus. We're not gonna get our desires quite yet, but we know how to, but the thing is, it's like we're gonna know how to get them. And our those desires actually include relationships and, like, you know, money and like material things and shit, you know, like when we know what we want and we know how to get it, but now we just got to go get it. That's what winter's going to be. And so it might be better during the spring equinox. We might actually end up getting the things that we really want. But yeah, like how it's looking now, it's not I want it, I got it. It's I want it. Okay, give me a second now. That's what it is. It's like I want it. All right, wait 1 second. Let me go to the store real quick. That's what it is. Okay. That's what it represents. Yeah, that's what it represents. Actually, spring is going to be quite similar to Lord Jesus. Let's look at summer. Can we get something better for summer, y'all? Summer, quite similar. Eesh. Not as bad though. Let's look at fall. Fall's not that bad either. It gets better basically halfway through the year, but it's not like the best. It's hard with Venus though, because Venus is usually not too far away from the sun, so. You know how that goes. But it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Sometimes that goes to show you that, like, sometimes the light is not supposed to be shining on our desires, but just how we express ourselves. And once we express ourselves appropriately, that's when we finally get the desires that we want. Do you feel what I'm fucking saying, y'all? Do you feel what I'm saying? That was some deep shit, man. The fuck? Yeah, so cool shit, cool runnings or whatever. But anyways, that's what I got for you guys. I'm gonna cut this right here and talk to my patrons. All right. Peace.